Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We mentioned an extension coming down here in the last few minutes. Yes, the Eagles agreed to a contract extension with Isaac Seumalo. Ike, not the big name that people are looking for, but this is what the Eagles should be doing, is make sure they have depth on the offensive line. Seumalo was, I don't think they're giving him big time money.
Well, that would be the next thing people want to know is what's the numbers in the contract. I don't believe it would be
a couple million a year
starter money, but Isaac Seumalo is a guy they drafted. Is going into the final year of his deal. Certainly is a valuable asset from a versatile standpoint. Can play center, can play guard, even had to play tackle once or twice. They had him out there.
When Lane and
I think it was the Jags game. Yep. The Jags game where both tackles went out that game. So, yeah, I'm not surprised by this move at all. You know, the Eagles tend to recognize, you know, guys that are versatile, especially along the lines, right? So you get an offensive lineman, and they like those guys that can be swing guys, guys that can play anywhere along the line, that can play in a pinch. So instead of allowing Isaac Seumalo to get to free agency next year, as he would, and probably garner some starter money somewhere, because he's a third-round pick, I believe. So
yes,
still a young guy. The Eagles go ahead and lock him up now, probably give him some little financial security. And it's more than likely not starter money, but it's enough money that enticed him to sign early.
2-3 a year.
It was enough for him not to turn it down.
Wisniewski's making 3 this year, and I think they keep everybody because Brandon Brooks isn't guaranteed to.
Listen, if you got Brandon Brooks with an Achilles, you got 37-year-old Jason Peters coming back.
If he
comes back, so you need these young guys that are versatile guys.
Yep, Jason Kelce becomes the highest-paid center in the NFL over the weekend. The Eagles insured him on. Yeah, remember when he had that whole retirement talk, and we said,
Oh, no, I don't want no new deal.
Okay,
I'll take one, though, if you guys want to give me one.
Yeah, listen, I thought about retiring because, you know, this contract I have right here. You want to make me the highest-paid? Oh, no, I'm not retiring. No,
right.
And good for Jason.
Yeah.
He had a good year. He's had a good run here last couple years, right? So, listen, Howie's doing one thing. He's making sure that they're strong on the offensive line, or at the very least they have depth, right? And they will be okay with it.
Just don't get too sentimental.
Well, they need a high draft pick lineman. They do.
Yeah.
If Jason Peters is coming back this year, they need to draft a guy this year that they think can slide over. Or if that means Lane's going to left and Vitae is competing with him, but they need another pure tackle.
Yeah, we're gonna know over the next month, right? Combine just finished up. We'll start hearing names. People start doing their whole rankings, and we'll see what offensive linemen are out there. D lineman did so well this weekend. They may be looking at D line. Who knows? You're talking about moving Michael Bennett?
Yeah, you get 3 picks in the first 2 rounds, 2 on the line, 1 is a skill guy. I mean, who knows how it could really go anyway, but they certainly have plenty of needs that they could get to. All right, so Bryce Harper's jersey has broken the 24-hour sales record for a jersey launch in any sport. That according to the Fanatics, the online retailer. Did you get your, Ike?
Jersey? Not yet.
Ben, medium-sized jersey?
I'd be surprised if I come back in Clearwater without...
Oh, I'm already. Remember when the Eagles won, and I was getting orders from family like, "Hey, when you're down the pro shop, pick me up this." And I'm not going to the pro shop. Well, stop down and get it for me. I'm same thing this year. Oh, you're going down Clearwater. Oh, can you? I'm getting messages sent to me of what they want.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, okay.
I'll do jerseys. Not doing jerseys.
No.
No,
I'm not doing the jersey either. Jersey, Ben, for you?
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's been so long since they've had somebody that you would really, really want to wear a jersey of. Like, Reese is there, but I not the same way.
Nah.
Oh, I can do me a Reese jersey. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Reese jersey?
Oh, yeah, I can do a Reese jersey.
I'm with Ben. I haven't even thought about...
Oh, yeah. That's my guy. I'm still a Reese Hoskins guy.
I'm a Reese guy, too.
Yeah.
But even before, you could do, with the old team, a Chooch jersey was a great item. You know, you could wear the Chooch jersey, and it was cool.
Right.
I don't know how many of them before. I haven't seen a lot of jerseys around town.
No, they haven't had anybody worth wearing a jersey of. No, you're right. You're right, which is why I haven't gotten a Reese jersey.
See that?
But now I'm okay with it.
That's how much he's changed the Phillies just in literally a couple of days of not even being here. He hasn't stepped foot in the city. I'm getting orders.
Yeah.
Tickets, they're quarter of a million tickets are being purchased in just like 48 hours. Everything that's going on. But what does that do to the rest of the city?
Yeah.
Does that put Howie on notice?
Now, I don't wear any of this nonsense, but my kids, like, they're already getting Bryce Harper jerseys. They already.
You don't wear the jersey?
No, I don't wear this nonsense. But my kids enjoy it. They got the Eagles gear, obviously, Sixers gear. Now I need a Bryce Harper jersey.
I need a new Phillies hat.
Yeah.
I got my camo Philly hat that I wore today. I have the one that we got from Father's Day a couple years ago. That's a nice hat. But mm-hmm. I need a new another Phillies hat to replace my camo one.
I got to get me a Bryce Harper jersey, though.
You'll wear it?
Oh, yeah.
You'll wear a Bryce Harper jersey?
Yes.
All right, so get it.
I got to get the right material, though. I don't like the cotton T-shirts.
Yeah, a cotton poly mix guy, soft, it stretches, it's not boxy.
Yeah. Yeah, the boxy, yeah, I don't like.
No, because you wear it to show off the guns.
Well, I mean,
right?
you know.
But what?
Hey, I'm like Gabe, you know?
Does this make, Gabe likes the cotton poly mix, no doubt. Does this elevate the Phillies past the Sixers?
Yes.
I believe it does, too.
I think it does, at least for now.
Yeah, I mean, really,
for now.
Depending if the Sixers are able to win two series and go to the Eastern Conference Finals, we'll think differently at that point.
Yeah, I know a lot of people want to move Bryce up to the top star in town. I know his jersey is selling out everywhere.
Player power ranking
talk?
I get
it. Yeah, I still got Embiid, then Carson, then you can go Bryce.
Mm.
Yeah. I may move him in front of Ben. By the way, shout out to Benny Dimes, player of the week this week.
Yes. Or was that the month or was it the week?
I think it was the week.
Hey, listen.
Eastern Conference player of the week.
He's on he had a
could
nice
have been player of the month as well as he's been playing.
He had a nice game on, was it Saturday now?
Yeah.
That he did. So what does he do to the dynamic of the sports city, right? Does he change the, 'cause remember, you had said this earlier. When the Phillies were winning, and the Phillies were World Series, and the Phillies were for four races, and the Phillies were really the team that a lot of people... Listen, when the Eagles play on Sunday, there's nobody that's stopping the Eagles unless it's a playoff game for the Phillies, right?
Right.
But the Eagles rule Sunday and then the day after, the reaction day.
Yep.
But then for a long time there, the Phillies ruled the rest of the week. They ruled whatever nights that they played, and then when they got to the playoffs, they pretty much ruled together.
Right.
You'd said this before. The dream team, at least in part, was the pressure of Joe Banner sensing the Phillies were passing them with excitement and the team hadn't done well in a couple years. And
right.
There was a stale feel to it and they were trying to make a splash and they were trying to win because the Phillies had won the championship.
The Phillies had passed them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had passed them from 07 to 2011. Yeah, the Phillies in the playoffs every year. Two World Series appearances. Winning a World Series, Eagles still hadn't won to that point, and the Eagles were at the back end of that era. You know, that 08 team that loss in Arizona in the NFC Championship game, that was the last really hurrah for that era. Then they gave you a little glimpse, the Michael Vick year, you know, and that ended in a thud in the first playoff game. So during that whole time, the Phillies were winning. And the fall became about the Phillies. And everything became about the Phillies and the Red October. And the biggest stars in town were Chase and Cole and Jimmy and Ryan and Roy Halladay and Cliff Lee. Like, those were the biggest stars in town, the four aces. They were. And I do believe that forced the Eagles, it put pressure on them to try to gain back the entertainment dollar in this town, and they came out of that lockout, you know, guns a-blazing, looking to sign just about every free agent they could. And they and thus they did. And thus you had the dream team.
Oh, no.
Thus you had the dream team. And even Joe Banner said, hey, man, we're pushing all our chips in. We're throwing all our cards in. We're going for it.
And it didn't work.
And it didn't work. And it didn't work. And I think, conversely, Eagles winning the Super Bowl, right? Out of nowhere. No one saw that coming. So Eagles winning the Super Bowl. And then the Sixers, with the process finally coming to an end, and now you realize you have Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and then Elton Brand went out and did what he did. Man, you're looking at two teams that's looking at the top of the food chain in this town. And the Phillies knew they had to do something. They couldn't go another year like they did last year when they actually put a winning product on the field for two-thirds of the season and couldn't get two-thirds of the stadium filled up.
Nope.
Couldn't get two-thirds of the stadium filled up.
Not this year.
So that let them know that it was more than just winning.
Yep.
There has to be an entertainment value.
Well, there was no excitement. Let's face it. There was no excitement. Other than for baseball to come back in April.
Right.
After that, it was over with. What was the game they had? Remember they had the doubleheader? Was it against the Mets? There was like 40 people there at the start of the game. Do you remember that?
The entire section's empty.
And Middleton was looking out on the field. The reporters were saying that somebody reported that Middleton looked out on the field. He was in his box. He looked out on the field, and it was literally like fire coming out of his eyes because he's like, oh my God, this is my team.
I'm right.
And we're in whenever, August or September. It was later on in the season, and he already knew it, and they were already going for him. But that's why it was so important that they get this guy.
Because, and he knew it. And here's the thing.
And he got it done.
You needed for the owner to understand that because it was the owner that made this deal happen.
Yes.
He understood the importance of getting a guy like Bryce Harper in here.
Agreed.
And it's already shown itself to be box office.
Oh, my God. I Googled it. 220,000 tickets, roughly, that they've sold.
Wow.
$10 million.
Wow.
When you factor in everything else. Yeah, there you go. It's a halfway home for Harper to pay for him, right?
Since he signed?
Since Thursday.
Wow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.